Blog Talk Radio.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Boom, boom. Everybody, this is Frodo the Centrist and Block Talk Radio. It is 8 o'clock and it's Monday night here in Chicago suburb, just right up north of Chicago, just between Wisconsin and Chicago. That's where we're at. Anyway, you don't need to know where I'm at. I'm from the cloud, but tonight we're going to be talking about, I mean, it's Monday. So Monday is the, what do we do on Monday? It's Healthy Monday. Talk about some healthy health and nutrition stuff, things that we find online, things that we can share with you so you can benefit from it. But again, just a little disclaimer that everything that you hear from my show, our show, and the products that you hear from our show are not designed to cure, prevent, or, you know, heal any disease or cancer or anything like that. Just want to put that aside. And if you don't know what to do, if you have a really bad health, you know, go see a doctor. Seek a physician. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, take care of that stuff that you have, whether it be like stomachache, headache, anything. Go see a doctor. But anyway, so mainly we're going to be talking about is the daylight saving time. Actually, it's spring. It's almost spring, right?
Let me look that up. It might be
almost
spring now.
Right. We just did like about a week ago. We just did the we just changed the clock forward.
Yeah, March 20th. So this past Saturday, it became spring.
It was the spring. Yeah.
Is that what equinox it says? So what is the first day of spring in 2021? March 20th.
March 20th. Last week we talked about, you know, the bad thing about the spring is all the pollens and
allergic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Allergies and all that stuff.
A lot of spring cleaning. And then it snowed in some places. And then now today is a little bit warm where we're at.
Right. So that's cool to know. So now, we all know the spring's here, and, you know, we get more daylight now, I think another hour or so, right?
Yeah.
Especially here in the northern hemisphere,
mm-hmm.
in North America. So get out there. You know, at least get the sun, 30 minutes minimum, and so you can get the vitamin D. What kind of vitamins you get from the sun again?
Vitamin D,
right?
Yeah,
I just
that's
said
right.
it.
Vitamin D.
Yep, helps you with the mood, and also that just helps you with your make you look tanner or tan, help you tan, but it also it gives you the ability to have a better mood throughout the day because of that vitamin D.
Yeah,
that,
I think vitamin D helps with a lot of things too.
Right? Yeah. Like what?
Oh, does it helps with, like, boosting your immune system, doesn't it?
True, yeah.
And let's see, what else? So it helps boost your immune system, it can help with your mental health,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. It is pretty good.
I'm wondering, like, you know, like, if it, what else it helps with?
Well, the research shows that the sunlight exposure, you know, that can activate the neurotransmitter serotonin, which is connected to boosting your moods and feeling of calmness and focus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the research says. Yeah. Exercising, eating, and socializing are possible outdoors under the sun. Socializing. But now they don't want you to socialize, though. They want you to de-socialize, go all that 6 feet and all.
Yeah, but, like, you know, if you can be outside,
you don't
in
need
the
to
sun,
socialize.
That's going to, you know, that can be helpful. But what about if you don't have a sun? I mean, there's, like, also, like, nutrients, like a nutrition that you can get, like a supplement with the vitamin D. Perhaps that will be helpful also.
Right.
And there's also probably foods that have vitamin D.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they all know that if you guys, if you suffer from depressions, that you have a low serotonin level.
Yeah.
And that's a risk for a major depression with a seasonal pattern, also known as a seasonal affective disorder or SAD.
Sad.
S-A-D.
Yeah, like when a lot of people get the winter blues.
I laugh because it says sad, yeah.
Yeah.
Sad. It's sad, S-A-D.
It is, and it says that when your serotonin levels are low, there's a risk, yeah, for major depression with seasonal pattern. That's why a lot of people experience that, like like in the winter, they might wonder what's going on, why does it feel, like, different, you know, and it can be, you know, linked to that you're not getting the vitamin D, maybe not outside because it's, like, cold where you're at. Maybe the sun's not shining as much, you know. So that's why I would say it's good to supplement or to at least if you choose not to supplement, that you try to get that through some kind of foods. Although, you know, you'll probably have to eat a lot of the thing with it to get it. But,
right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just have to plan out, you know, that's according to the article that I'm reading. Using brighter days and positive expectation to improve your mood. That means it's like you have to adjust time, change, you know, on your part, you would have to, like, let's say embrace the extra hour of sunlight, meaning, like, I mean, 6:30, 7 o'clock. I think once it gets the sun's out.
Sun starts rising around 6:30 or 7.
6:30,
7 o'clock. Central Standard Time.
All right, and you wake up. So, you know, maybe you work outside, or like right out there, you know, get some sunlight.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Cause, like, if you work from home and you know, you stay in the house, and then you have your many hours you're working, and then the sun is, you know, shining while you're still in house.
Yeah.
You have to see if you can find a way to get outside.
Right.
You know, I don't know. We've thought about, like, even moving the desk outside, you know, or they say maybe take your lunch outside or your dinner outside, you know, so that you can get that vitamin D. And once again, some people, they might live in a place that's frequently cloudy.
Right,
you
true.
Know? So,
yeah.
Like, maybe you're going to have to supplement or, once again, eat food with vitamin D.
Right. So, as long as, like, I mean, as long as the summertime is coming up, so the wind is going to get hotter. So, you know, spend some time on the beach. Spend some time out there in the park, you know, with the, all the sun and, you know, not like a shaded area. I mean, you can if you want to, but...
Yeah,
gotta beat the purpose of being out in the sun if you're gonna be staying in the shade.
Exactly. According to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, vitamin D3, often called the sunshine vitamin, is a very important nutrient for women's health. So it says, despite its discovery 100 years ago, vitamin D has emerged as one of the most controversial nutrients and pro-hormones of the 21st century, and a lot of research has been in place on this molecule. The research leads us to newer therapies with newer concepts. Research has now shown vitamin D's indisputable role in both inherent and adaptive immunity. This editorial will take an account of the current view on the impact of vitamin D deficiency on women's health. So, once again, that is U.S. National Library of Medicine. You can find that, like, at ncb.nlm.nih.gov. So you can go ahead and look for that article. Their website is NCBI. So if you want to learn more about that. But, yeah, definitely it gives this information about, like, about like how important it is, you know, to be able to get the vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Even for women.
Yeah, even for women. And, well, especially for women.
Yeah.
I think it's, yeah. I mean,
definitely for women because, like, I mean, think about it. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe women need it more. I don't know. I haven't read this article, but, I mean, it's possible. You know, it's like how women are.
Right. That's possible.
You know, women are maybe more susceptible to getting certain things like osteoporosis.
Yeah.
Things like that.
True.
Not saying guys don't get it, but it says in this one, the emerging roles of vitamin D, it is now considered important in cell differentiation, proliferation, and immune function. It is an important factor in prevention and / treatment of some forms of cancer, osteoporosis, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, obesity, psoriasis, and psychiatric diseases. The role of vitamin D in pregnancy is also taking new dimensions. So vitamin D is like, you know, really important. I'm glad that this is our topic today. So, yeah, let's continue. I'm looking forward to what you have to say, Frodo, as a centrist.
I already said what I have to say. Get out there and get some sun. not right now, though, because right now it's 8 o'clock here in Illinois. But tomorrow morning, and if you can't get to the sun – you're going to have to get that from other sources, like vitamins, food, you know. But then again, the food, I don't think you're going to get enough from food.
I wonder what kind of foods have vitamin D in there.
Well, that's milk. There's vitamin D.
Yeah?
You know,
any whole milk?
Whole milk, dairy products.
Okay.
Some those have vitamin Ds on them. You know. Meat has vitamin D. Some of them that fish, like salmon, right?
Salmon is good.
Salmon is vitamin D.
Herring and sardines.
Right, some fish, those are seafood. And.
No, speaking of that, yeah, they have like, you can get canned sardines.
Right.
But yeah.
A lot of people don't like sardines, though.
True, but it has a... It's one of the best sources of vitamin D, according to Healthline.com.
Huh, okay.
Isn't that something?
That is something.
And then there's supplementations of vitamin D. Oh,
that's
a
thing.
Video. Like cod liver oil.
Canned tuna. Yeah.
Hmm. Egg yolk.
It has vitamin D in it.
Yeah.
But it also has fat.
But I'm
saying is you
like
can't.
They cut that out.
Right.
Like, don't they cut that out because they think that that's not healthy for them or something?
Well, look at your daily, what is this, a daily allowance point or something? You know, what's vitamin D's? What do you need for on a daily basis? How much vitamin D do you need on a daily basis? That's the question.
Okay.
Hold on. We're going to look it up. Because it's something like, you know, I mean, if you don't eat, like the one that we mentioned, is all a bunch of seafood. I mean, there are a lot of people, I know some people that don't like seafood, you know.
According to WebMD, it says that the vitamin D council recommends that healthy adults take 2,000 IU of vitamin D daily, more if they get little or no sun exposure. There's evidence that people with a lot of body fat need more vitamin D than lean people.
Right. So
mm-hmm.
Now you're gonna start. You have to start measuring those. How many eggs you eat in a day? Let's say you eat 4 eggs a day, right? Let's say maybe, 2 eggs.
Yeah.
Is that sufficient? 2 eggs per day for vitamin D?
We don't want
a glass of milk.
We don't want to worry people, but I mean, this is why we're talking about like their supplementation. But
right,
I mean, do what you can do. According to this, like Healthline.com, one typical egg yolk contains 37 IU of vitamin D, or 5% of the daily.
37, so 5% of a day,
yeah.
Daily value.
Yeah, but I think it's easy.
Okay, so. Yeah, so, and then let's say salmon, like a slice of salmon. How much is that? Grams? How many grams of salmon?
I don't know if they have that.
So anyway, well, it's probably not even.
Actually, salmon has more. It says that according to the United States Department of Agriculture, mm-hmm. USDA Food Composition Database, 3.5 ounce, 100 gram serving of farmed Atlantic salmon contains 526 IU of vitamin D, or 66% of the DV.
Of daily value.
Yes, that's what I think that stands for. I don't know why they abbreviate it.
If it's 2,000 daily value, though,
5526,
I don't think that's 66. Is that 66%?
I don't know. That's what it says here, but like,
it's kind of wrong.
Guess,
the math is wrong.
Yeah,
now.
Sounds wrong. Three. So say you have two pieces of salmon, you'll have about half of your daily.
Right. So over 1,000.
Recommendation.
Right.
Yeah. And,
so,
and according to what the study we showed, we talked about on.
You need 2,000 IU.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
So if you're not getting the sun, that's what you're getting. They ask you or they suggest to get more vitamins from other source if you're not getting any vitamins, if you're not getting any sun.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, sometimes they work from like 6 to 7.
Yeah.
You know, or they only get up on a weekend and they're not able to like, you know, catch the sun. I used to work like that.
Yeah. Actually, like some doctors also, if you want to get tested from your doctor can tell you if you are vitamin D deficient.
Okay.
Because, and then they'll usually give you prescription. Now, if you don't want the prescription, then you can figure out other way. But, yeah.
Right. Now, so, no, the vitamins. So, here's what I could recommend. And I put a link on the descriptions. And, you know, because I say that if you can't get sun, I got it from another source. There's like vitamins or food or anything like that. But if you click on that, if you click on the link that I shared, it's going to take you directly to the isotonic vitamin D.
Yeah.
With K2.
Right.
Right. So this is an isotonic form,
mm-hmm.
meaning you get 95% of what it says on the bottle, right?
Right.
So let's look at the bottle.
Large.
The serving size is one cap full at 3.3 grams, right? So, now, how many vitamin D3s in here?
Let's see.
It says 125 mcg. So it'll be 625% of a daily value.
So that would be, let's see if this is.
What I'm getting in, you eat food that has vitamin D, you get sun, which you get vitamin D, you get a supplement like the isotonic vitamin D, and that should be well enough, you know, daily allowance or daily value IU that you need.
Yeah, it says that 125 mcg is about 5,000 IUs.
Wow.
Yeah, so like
so that's way over the thing.
Yeah, if you're vitamin D deficient, you might want to look into the supplement, or you know, like, I mean, you mix this with like 2 ounces of water. So if
mm-hmm.
you want to take a half a cap or something, or maybe like you have someone that you're, you know, in your family or
mm-hmm.
someone you want to share
yeah.
a cap with, and you both get an ounce of that, that'll
yeah.
be about what 2,500 approximately. Of the vitamin D, if the recommended daily allowance is 2,000,
mm.
you know what I mean?
Right.
So you definitely could talk to your doctor about that and see what he or she or
right.
they think, you know?
Right, exactly.
So we're just, and then you know what?
What?
We also have the calcium.
The calcium, okay.
Calcium Plus has vitamin D in there.
How many IUs in a vitamin D in there?
MCG.
13 MC. That's pretty good.
Yes, and that's you can take this twice daily, so each serving has a 13 MCG. So according to this Google, it says that like I think to convert from IU of vitamin D3 to MCG, of vitamin D3 multiplied by such and such. It says that 20, if I'm reading this correctly, 20 mcg is 1,000 IU, 25 mcg is 2,000 IU. So this is about, maybe it says that 10 mcg is 800 IU, right? So this is 13 mcg. So, yeah.
So well enough on that thing.
If you take like two caps, you might get close to your daily allowance.
Right, and plus the food that you eat,
right.
Plus the vitamins, the sun. You go out in the sun and get your vitamin D.
Right, and
get your tan while you're at it.
Now this one, the calcium, it's the calcium plus or calcium complete. It also has B vitamins in there, magnesium.
Yeah.
It has vitamin C in there.
Wow.
It has calcium, vitamin C, vitamin D, B2. Vitamin B2, riboflavin, magnesium, manganese, potassium. So, you know, it has a lot of things, even beta carotene, vitamin A precursor. It has, like, a lot of things in here.
And that's the,
know,
what
this
is it?
Just a little bit of the beta carotene. But this is called Calcium Complete.
The Calcium Complete. If you go to my website, shapali.com, you type in Calcium Complete, you should be able to see that. And it's a big bottle. It's like a 90-day supply?
If you take one cap a day, it's about 90 days.
Right, one cap a day, it's 90-day supply.
And then if you take two caps, it'll be 45 days. But it's, you know, like when you compare it to milk, it's actually like pretty good price.
Right, exactly. And also you don't need to be taking two of them, because if you're eating with the food with high of vitamin D, and also you're getting sun, you know, you're getting sunlight every single day, you don't need to take two caps on that thing. But again, if you work from 6 to 6, or somehow you can't get out there and get your sun, or you can't get any food, you know, like the one we mentioned earlier, like salmon, you know, sardines and all that, if you totally do not want to eat those type of food, and then you would have to get from other source, like to get two caps of that calcium plus
now,
or the vitamin
yes.
D.
So we also work with doctors so that they can provide this to information and products to their patients. So that's, the doctor would recommend the isotonics, like they would have that calcium complete. And when you go to our website, shapali.com, you would look up calcium plus. And once again, it has like a little bit of vitamin A, beta carotene, just like a tiny bit of that. But then it has vitamin C, vitamin D3, riboflavin, calcium, magnesium, manganese, and potassium. So,
right.
Yeah, it tastes good.
It tastes really
good.
It tastes like lemony.
Yeah.
Like citrus.
Yes.
Citrusy.
That's right.
That's what
it
tastes like.
It does. And like, once again, like if you want to try to get this from milk, I mean, not saying you don't drink milk, but I mean, a gallon of milk is like,
$4 almost.
Yeah, if you go, yeah. So it's like, even if it's on sale, I think that this is like a very cost efficient supplement.
Right.
But once again, we're just informing you guys. If you want to just like take something over the counter, totally up to you. We want you guys to know about the daylight savings, how, you know, getting out in the sun if possible. Now, of course, there's some places that don't get the sun very much.
Right.
You know, so this is why we're letting you guys know about a supplementation, about foods that you can eat, because we want you to be healthy. We want you to be healthy, like, all around, you know, because, once again, those, like, winter blues is a lot of times, based on a research that I've found, a lot of times it's from a vitamin
deficiency. Yep.
So
true.
So, yeah.
All right, so that's what we got for today. So, again, you know, go out there, get the sun, 30 minutes minimum, you know. Make sure you get your food that is rich with vitamin D. Get your serotonin level up. You know, you don't want to be depressed or anything because
right.
of your lack of serotonin. And get your vitamins in isotonic form by going to shapali.com and type in isotonic vitamin D, and you should be able to see that right on there. And if you're not a member yet on the site where you can earn your cash back, You know, it's easy to sign up. It's easy to register. Just kind of click on the right hand, on the upper right hand corner, click on that, and it says register. And it's just, you know, email, name, that's it. And you should be able to shop around on my website. Good to go. So anyway, so that's my final thought and my final saying. What do you got for final?
I was just looking at a little bit of the benefits of this calcium plus, and it was saying that it helps support proper nerve conduction, helps to ease the discomfort of PMS, helps with promotes normal hormone secretion, promotes normal blood clotting, supports healthy blood sugar levels, supports healthy body weight, and supports healthy pregnancy and fetal development. That's what it says on the website. So definitely a good topic. I don't know. It's pretty good to be able to be outside if you can for the fresh air and also, like, you know, the vitamin D, but there's also other ways to get it, which is good to know. And I hope that you guys were able to learn something from this show and that, you know, everybody will be able to be in good health.
Yeah.
Good spirit.
Well, that's it for now. And, yeah, then we'll catch you again later on. Later. Just keep an eye here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, this is Frodo the Centrist and my co-host, Lady D. We say goodnight and goodbye.